Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is March the 15th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Judges chapters 10 to 12. The terrible tragedy of making rash vows to God. Jephthah the Gileadite stands condemned in history as someone who made a rash and foolish vow to God, even though he was a mighty man who led the Israelites to win a decisive battle against the enemy. We read in Judges chapter 11 verses 30 and 31 like this. And Jephthah made a vow to the Lord and said, "If you will indeed deliver the people of Ammon into my hands, then it will be that whatever comes out of the doors of my house to meet me when I return in peace from the people of Ammon shall surely be the Lord's, and I will offer it up as a burnt offering." By the very wordings of this vow, it is clear that Jephthah expected an animal at his door when he returned back victoriously from battle. Jephthah's vow, however, turned out to be rash and cruel, as his only daughter was the one who greeted him at the door and he had to ultimately consecrate her as a sacrifice to God. In ancient Israel, vows were solemn promises made to God in reference with devoting a person or dedicating children or devoting property to God. Vows needed to be voluntary and performed faithfully without any delay. However, there was a danger of inconsiderately making vows. As we read in Proverbs chapter 20 verse 25, "It is a snare for a man to devote rashly something as holy and afterward to reconsider his vows." Several important lessons are to be learned from Jephthah's rash vow. Number 1. There may be doubts in our hearts concerning our future, but that should not drive us to make foolish vows to God. Number 2. We should never make vows to God as a purchase of a favor we desire, but only to express gratitude to Him. Number 3. We need to consider carefully the consequences before making a vow, and the golden rule is we should only make vows that we can keep. Number 4. Finally, when we have solemnly vowed to God, we must perform even though it's hard. This is the least that God expects from us. The best advice that we can receive from God's word concerning making vows is found in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verses 4 to 7. And we read like this. "When you make a vow to God, do not delay to pay it, for He has no pleasure in fools. Pay what you have vowed. Better not to vow than to vow and not pay. Do not let your mouth cause your flesh to sin, nor say before the messenger of God that it was an error. Why should God be angry at your excuse and destroy the work of your hands? For in the multitude of dreams and many words, there is also vanity, but fear God."